Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if Gaudi Pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
On today's Part of My Take, we have a huge, huge interview. The number one Twitch streamer ever. Is that true? Ever?
Our favorite Twitch streamer of all time.
Nick Merckx, who it's his first podcast he's ever done. If you don't know who he is, give it a listen because he explains the Twitch universe. Being a professional video game player, and he's just a fucking cool-ass dude. So, awesome interview coming up with Nick Merckx. We have Firefest of the Week. We have Tennessee National Championship. We have Three Identical Strangers documentary review. A packed Friday show for you.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, let's go. Welcome to Part of My Take, presented by the Cash App. Go download it right now. Use code Barstool. You get $10 for free, $10 to the ASPCA. Today is Friday, June 19th, and the Tennessee Volunteers are national champions. I'm losing my voice because I smoked a cigar, and I should never smoke a cigar.
The haters say that it couldn't be done. Unbelievable. The haters said, why are you going to the SEC?
Look at Hank when you say that.
The haters said that your thumbs weren't fast enough tonight.
I'm happy for you.
PFT and Billy, thank you so much. You guys were integral parts of my coaching staff. The PFT, you said, also kicked your heart out.
I did. You know what? A lot of people were saying it was the wrong call to go for two when you were up by 7 points in the second quarter. As a player, you love to see that out of a coach.
Step on their necks.
Yeah. I liked that because it showed me that you wanted to win the game and that you accurately knew that I was going to melt in a big moment.
It was 6 years coming, 6 years of playing the game. Not 6 actual years, but 6 years in dynasty mode. Started in Toledo, Florida State, USC, Texas Tech, Tennessee. It's been a hell of a run, and finally climbed the mountain. 156,000 people were watching us tonight on the Pardon My Take Twitch channel.
That's more people than can fit in the in Tennessee Stadium, right?
Yeah, that's more people than can fit in any stadium.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like one of those soccer stadiums. I don't know.
Stadio, what, Azteca?
Yeah.
Mexico
the one that
City.
Landon Donovan pissed on.
Yeah, the one that they build the chain link fence around to make sure no fans climb onto it.
So it was fun. Thank you everyone for tuning in. It's not over yet. I'm going to keep going until sports come back because there's nothing else going on.
Well, Big Cat, as a member of the media, I feel obligated to ask you, are you going to be leaving Tennessee? Because I feel like your owner or your agent is the happiest guy in town right now. He's probably getting offers thrown at him left and right. There's some, you know, you're a Wisconsin alum.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are saying that you would leave right now to Wisconsin.
I'm the coach of the Tennessee Volunteers until Sunday night. But we shall see. I went to Tennessee and I said I'm going to win a national title. It took me 2 years. It took embarrassment last year. But mission accomplished. So the question then comes, you know, have I done everything I need to do at Tennessee? Can I move on?
Well, for the record, Peyton Manning national championships at Tennessee, 0. Big Cat, 1.
Right. And also I beat Florida once.
There you go.
He never beat Florida. People forget Peyton Manning never beat Florida.
I'm starting to fall in love
with this. I don't want to do this, though, because this is Vol Nation is my people now. Like, I actually am going to start rooting for Tennessee in real life because their fans have been so fucking awesome. Feels like 98 was trending on Twitter. So I take back my Peyton Manning never beat Florida, even though that's a fact.
But it's a fact. You can't take back a fact.
Well, I did. I took back a fact.
I'm also starting to fall in love with the Tennessee Orange.
Yes.
I used to say that the Tennessee Orange look better on a girl and the burnt orange at Texas look better on guys. Right now, the orange is popping.
And Rocky Top is an unbelievable song. Just Rocky Top is a cool place to, like, say. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, let's go to Rocky Top.
Hell yeah.
That's like an old lore, a dusty book that you open and you're like, Rocky Top.
So how are you going to celebrate? The thing is,
I smoked a cigar and I shouldn't have because cigars stink. I don't understand cigar smokers.
You don't even inhale them. I inhale them just because if I'm smoking something, I might as well do it.
Right.
It's hard for me not to.
But every time I smoke a cigar, maybe I think it's just an acquired taste. I think some people just love cigars, and I just am not one of those people. But every time I smoke one, I'm like, why did I just lick the bottom of an ashtray?
Yeah, it's a weird thing to enjoy since you can't actually pull the. It's like taking a spoonful of ice cream and not swallowing it.
Do you think it's because we've never smoked good cigars?
No, I've smoked good cigars before, and they still good cigars are bad.
Oh, they're even worse?
I like bad cigars better. I like Black and Mild more than I like a nice Cuban.
Sweet. Yeah. But, yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. How are you feeling, Billy?
I'm feeling great. I just wanted to comment. I bought you the special Winston Churchill cigar.
Okay.
From the cigar shop.
Oh, no, he's... Mm. No, we don't.
You know what?
No, dude, come on.
But you know what?
Winston Churchill's not...
What?
They covered up his statue. It's over.
Fuck,
he did have a great quote, though, which you can steal. They said...
What'd he do?
The haters said...
What didn't he do, Billy?
The haters said that if Big Cat went to the SEC, he would get his neck wrung like a chicken.
Yeah.
Some chicken, some neck.
Yeah. Boom. Got him.
Goosebumps.
Try again.
I'm just really happy to be here.
All right. Cool. Hank, number one hater. Hank, a.k.a. Poopy Stinks.
I'm a glass half full guy, so I'm happy for you. You're either going to be happy, or I was going to be happy because you didn't have a national championship and people were going to be that much hungrier. So I'm happy for you.
Listen, the hunger will start anew somewhere else. Not saying I'm leaving Tennessee.
It sounds like you got one foot out the door.
I'm not saying
it
that.
Sounds like,
also, you haven't won a national championship by yourself. I'm just going to say that.
What?
Suitcase Dugs.
I have a fucking coaching staff. What coach has ever won a national championship without a coaching staff?
I'm sure lots of Madden players that we're talking about video games here.
Listen, Hank, this
I'm happy for you, though. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, this, you really
tonight,
sounded.
Tonight was a coronation, not only of Big Cat as a coach, but of Big Cat as a delegate.
I'm just saying there's room to grow, even.
I was 2-2, and I was a mess, and I brought someone in to help me. I brought multiple people in to help me, and they did. They brought back Composure Cat.
You know what else tonight showed me is how big of assholes Major League Baseball is. How badly they fucked this up. I mean, to be fair, it was very entertaining watching you play these video games. It's an awesome, awesome event that people get around. But if there was any sort of baseball game going on, people would be tuning into that. Like, it'd be the only game in town. That
right.
Top Chef.
When and where? When and where? Yep. That's what they're saying. The baseball players, it's ridiculous that we're still, like, doing this because I saw, I think it was Wednesday night, maybe, or Tuesday night, Buster Olney was like, looks like there's a deal in place. And then the next day, like, nope, just kidding. It's still the same bullshit that the owners don't want to pay anyone until there's 50 games. Well, and credit to the players, because they're genius. The players have played this so perfectly, because the when and where tag that they all were tweeting just puts it all on the owners. Well, like, they're ready. They're ready to play. You cannot blame them. I think the only one who's blaming them is Mad Dog Russo. And that's it.
Well, you have to have somebody on the contrarian side.
He said his job. He said his job is harder than Trevor Bowers. I can't remember. He had an all-time rant.
Yes, I actually agree with that take.
Because getting there.
Getting on the air and talking. Getting on the air and talking about baseball when there's no baseball is harder than playing baseball.
That's true. But being a Major League Baseball pitcher is pretty damn hard.
It's not easy to do. But there was a takequake out there. I wish I had it in front of me, but there was a writer who suggested that they bring George W. Bush back to be the commissioner of baseball, which I think should have been his job from the get-go. Mm-hmm. He should have never gotten into politics. He would have dominated being a commissioner of baseball. There would have been no fucking tie in an all-star game. There would have been no lockout if George W. Bush was committed. But now that people are like going to that, I say just let Bob Costas put his money where his mouth is and become commissioner of baseball.
I love that. I love that. Just save baseball. Bob Costas and George Will.
Yeah.
Together.
Co-commissioners.
Yes, co-commissioners. So, yeah, baseball's still doing a thing. EPL is back. I watched some EPL this week. Horse racing is back. I've been basically betting the ponies every single day. So that's what we got for sports. And Fauci is back, the boogeyman in the closet, which I'm not saying he's wrong, because I actually do think that we're kind of screwed. But I also would wish – you know what we need? We need, like, the sensitive material – warning you have on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
When Fauci says there's not going to be football, there needs to be a sensitive material warning so I don't have to read those words.
Yeah, it's spooky to hear. And the U.S. has kind of shifted into fuck it mode recently.
Yeah, full send.
Which is just, we've been abiding by these rules for a couple months now, and so a lot of people are just, like myself included, I'm not washing my hands as much as I used to. Hand up on that one. I probably should be.
Touching my mustache right now.
We do need to take a step back, because I think University of Texas had like 13 football players test positive.
See, sensitive warning material. Yeah. Don't do that. Yeah. I didn't opt in.
But in classic offseason on the field news, you can set your watch to this one. Jamal Adams is upset with his contract.
Yeah. What is it? A day that ends in Y?
Yes.
Ba-dum-tsh. Yeah. Maybe they should just figure out a way. They're the crazy couple that's like, okay, guys, every time we go to a bar, it ends in a fight. We need to sit down and let's just decide to split up.
Oh, yeah. It's a relationship that's lasted probably 2 years too long at this point.
Right.
He just needs to find a new – he's Schrodinger's defensive back, because he's a Jet and not a Jet, and he's been like that for the last couple of years. And the thing is, he's awesome. I actually liked his list of acceptable teams that he would go to. It was the classic Pete Prisco, here are the teams that made the offseason last year, and I'm going to add one extra in.
Right.
Those are my teams that I consider playing for.
Right. So this is sports. This is what we got. Video games and not much else.
Video games and Jamal Adams not playing.
And soccer.
Yep.
So this is actually, now that I'm thinking about it, like we're being tortured. Soccer is the only sport.
And you know what?
How did that happen?
Now,
I don't hate soccer,
golf.
But soccer's the only sport.
Yeah, golf. Golf's back.
Are they golfing today? Do they golf today?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's purgatory.
Wait, is it? Did they go golfing or did they play golf today? There's a difference.
Ooh.
I think next week is a major.
No.
No.
No chance. If next week's a major, I'm pumped.
I don't think golf
today.
It's
not the Masters. It's not the U.S. Open.
It's
not the Australian
Open.
It's not
the British Open.
It's not
the
French Open.
All right, it's not a major. It's a big one.
It's not Wimbledon.
What's it? Oh, what is it? The Buick 5000?
What's that one tournament that Arnold Palmer played for the last time
six
years in a row?
The John Deere Open Invitational? What's going on?
Waste Management.
Yeah. Waste Management's a cool one. But yeah, the Continental, the Marriott Hotel.
The Travelers.
Oh, the Travelers.
Oh, yeah.
That is a big one.
That is a big one.
It's not a major, but big.
You're thinking of the NBA playoffs.
By the way, the right. big news. The
not
big,
major,
big news is
big.
That we totally forgot to do it. We're going to get to Firefest in a second. Nick Merckx, which is an awesome interview you should listen to. The big, big news is we have officially a bowl game for mayonnaise.
Yes.
Did you see the Mayo Bowl?
Duke's Mayo Bowl.
The Duke's Mayo Bowl. Formerly the Belk Bowl, now the Duke's Mayo Bowl. I'm so excited. We should do a live watch party for this bowl game and see how many bottles of mayonnaise Billy can eat.
You know what? As a Mayo boy, as a self-admitted Mayo boy, I'm going to put my hand up.
I love mayo.
Yeah. I'm going to say that Luke Kuechly caught a lot of undeserved flack for his tomato sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
A good tomato sandwich in the summertime with salt, pepper, and mayonnaise.
Put a little bacon on that.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't understand eating a sandwich that doesn't have meat in it.
Mayo's gotten
I
such
just never
what's
got
a beefsteak tomato.
But I understand. But that's like when they fucking give you a roasted carrot at one of those farm-to-table restaurants, which I'm still mad at, that I went to like 4 years ago. If you are eating a meal, there has to be meat.
Billy?
Hey, guys. I would love to eat stuff on camera for you guys, but there's too much soy in mayo.
Oh, you don't want to be a soy boy?
No, I'm not eating mayo. There's too much soy.
You want to be a little soy boy?
No, I don't want to be a soy boy.
Yeah. Billy, well, your thoughts on Winston Churchill show that you're not a soy boy.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I just think you need to have meat. If you're eating a meal, there has to be meat. Every now and then, maybe a little like, what do they call it? Cereal?
Yeah, I was going to say breakfast. You can get by cereal, with some Lucky
but
Charms.
But still, breakfast is better with a couple sausage links.
I'm also going to say, like, with breakfast cereal, you need a meat replacement, whether that's marshmallows. I consider marshmallows to be a meat equivalent when it's in a cereal bowl.
I'm trying to think of what meal I would eat without meat. Like, maybe a pasta dish?
Ooh, yeah, cacio pepe pasta, mac and cheese.
But it still would be better with meat.
Mac and cheese, I think, is better without meat.
I like bacon.
Oh, unless it's like bacon. A good sausage. Yeah. Bacon. Sausage crumble in there. Chorizo.
Every single meal is better with meat. I can't think of what meal would you eat. There's got to be something, right?
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a meal.
Dessert.
I make it a meal on Saturdays.
Has anybody ever made dessert meat?
Donuts.
Donuts. I eat donuts on Saturday, too. I now have people saying, like, it's 7 a.m., do the donut tweet. And guess what? I like where I put my. I boxed myself into a pretty nice corner that I have to
candy,
eat donuts every Saturday.
Candy pork belly would be really, really good.
Oh. What? There's something. Come on. Someone has something.
It's dessert. The answer
lasagna.
Is dessert.
No, lasagna needs meat, too.
Way better with meat. Bad take, Hank.
I hate lasagna. I'm just throwing stuff
Dude,
out there.
Honestly, dairy about, okay. products, meat, you, there's nothing.
There are certain things that are better, like chips and queso. I like queso
better. No, that's not a meal, though. That's not a meal. I'm not talking about like appetizers. Like a pretzel's great, but like
a wrap.
Meat? You eat a wrap without meat in it?
No. I don't know.
PETA is so mad at this segment.
Fuck you, PETA.
What is the best meal without meat? Are we just missing something obvious, or is it obvious that everything is better with meat?
Pizza.
Pepperoni.
No.
Pizza. Come on.
I think that might be the best.
That's the answer.
That is the best.
It's either pizza or it's mac and cheese.
Yeah. Cheese pizza is the best, but I still would rather have pepperoni on it. But yes.
I just realized that cheese pizza and mac and cheese are essentially the exact same thing. Just
correct.
The carbs. Dough is
just given to you differently.
Cooked harder.
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay. Firefest of the week. Hank, you begin.
Billy.
Okay, Billy, you begin.
So we were playing the SEC championship game, and I was reaching for...
We? No, he's on the coaching staff.
Are you on the coaching staff?
PFT is on the team and coaching staff. Billy's on the coaching staff. Mooj is on the coaching staff.
I'm on the coaching staff to the coaching staff.
Roan, Brandon Walker on the coaching staff. Hank, you are a hater.
Ooh. So, Billy, wait. While you were in the SEC championship game,
we were playing. I was reaching for something on the floor, and then I was reaching for my spitter, and I ended up spilling dip spit all over myself on a live stream.
Yeah, but then I poured water all over you later, so
that
it washed off.
Yeah, that was after I switched my shirt, and then you poured water on me. And then I had to get another shirt.
Also, my Firefest that didn't happen was PFT was like, hey, Billy, go get some water to pour on Big Cat after he wins. And you went and got a bottle of Pink Whitney.
A bucket of Pink Whitney.
Which makes no sense. You're just going to pour a delicious, might I add, liquor on me.
He's going to waste a bunch of Pink Whitney.
With shots. With a shitload of technology around me. My computer, my phone, my controller, like the cameras, everything. You were just going to go full send.
So your Firefest was 2 days ago. You spilled dip spit on yourself.
Tough life.
I actually think you're at the perfect age to be walking around with a few stray stains here and there. Like if you're 23 years old, I would expect that you would have some just random stains on you.
Yeah,
you're not living if you're
21.
Not. Yeah, but I'd say if you're 23, I would expect that too. It's like 21 through 26 is prime stain territory.
I think I'm back in stain territory, by the way.
Once you become a dad, you can have miscellaneous.
I would love to blame my son for it, but it is absolutely my fault because I just look down on my shirt and I'll just be like, whoa, where'd this come from?
I would say the years that you should not have stains or where it's like socially unacceptable to have stains would be 28 through 34,
Nice cut off.
Yeah, and then again, 40 to 53.
Okay.
Also, and then, like, and then 53 and up, it's like, who cares?
Also, like 15 to 18, because then it's really embarrassing.
Yeah, true.
You got to run a clean game.
Yeah, you can't talk to girls if you have those stains.
You just, everyone's like, oh, they're stain kid.
They just assume it's jizz, which it probably is.
Most likely is. Hank, your Firefest.
My Firefest, speaking of age, was my birthday on Saturday.
Oh, happy birthday, Hank.
Corona,
happy birthday, 27.
You know, I didn't really know what to do. My girlfriend's like, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't really know. And I was like, let's go to a driving range, like try to think of something for an activity. And I'd rented a car for the month. We drove all the way out to Long Island, went to a driving range, and then we walked.
In Long Island.
On Long Island, and we walked up, and they're like, you idiot, we're not renting clubs because of Corona. If you don't have your own clubs, you can't. Drive.
Yeah, did you say it was your birthday?
I didn't say it was my birthday. I
what
just did you away say? With my putt in my hand.
Dude. Did you say, "Who do you know who I am"?
Yeah,
I didn't do either.
So
I
like
just
part of my
I,
take.
I,
ever heard of
I
it?
I did one of those like that makes a lot of sense. I'm an idiot. Let's turn around and go home.
Ah, you should have dropped a birthday on him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was more like I was so embarrassed in that moment of like, you know, when you're like, of course, like duh. Why didn't I think of that?
What did that conversation go like when you told Rhea that
she was right
go.
Next to me?
Yeah, that look that
well,
you
she
get,
didn't want to go anyway, so she was like, okay.
Yeah, but if you're on a date and you get that look from the person that you're taking on the date of just like, I can't believe that I'm with somebody this incompetent. I've had that look many times before.
Well, she was but in a position where it was like, I'm going to a driving range and it's my birthday, so she can't say she wants nothing to do with going
right.
to the driving
range.
Right,
and then range. She got credit for it.
Yes,
she
correct.
Got full credit right. for going, even though, yeah, that's actually a huge win for her.
Right.
So you took a nice drive, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coronavirus.
It was traffic, too, so took a drive
now that, like,
in New York City.
Now that things are starting to open
on
up,
New York City.
Too, it's weird. Like, I don't know if you guys have had the meeting someone yet, like meeting someone new, because I moved into a new building, I'm meeting people, and you can't shake hands. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, the conversation starts in an awkward spot.
You know what? I actually don't mind this new normal because, one, it eliminates the possibility of the awkward white guy dap, which is huge
wow.
for me. And two, it's you don't have to worry about getting caught in between like a handshake and like a pat on the back,
yeah,
that whole thing.
This, like, the idea of saying, like, hey, I'm Dan, like, hey, I'm this person, and you're just standing, like, 7 feet away from each other, and you're like, okay, cool.
But in that moment, you're both sharing the idea of, like, hey, look at us, together,
it
we're in
sucks,
this together,
though.
We're
it
both in fear for our
end
lives.
It, you don't want to start it, it just sucks.
I'm actually in that situation in the office now, it's like, but I kind of find
don't
it
touch
good,
anyone, you
don't
have
I don't,
permission to
I
touch
don't
anyone
touch
ever.
Anybody, but I'm like, oh, are you like a
hand? I've seen you shake hands with multiple people.
Yeah, you like can't,
you met.
If coronavirus is cured tomorrow, you still can't touch people in the office.
Okay.
Bill, your favorite emoji is the handshake emoji. You're going around just like pressing flesh with everything.
So, I mean, are you a handshake? Like, are you down with handshakes? And then like whatever they say, like, oh, me too. And then it's like an agreement. It's like it's a thing.
It's a handshake. It's a real life meme handshake
yeah.
emoji.
Yeah. Like, oh, you do handshakes now? And they're mm-hmm. like, yeah, I do a handshake.
You
like,
need
oh,
to,
cool.
When you see someone, be like, I'm not allowed to touch you.
Mm-hmm.
Just say that.
And everyone
at
else
the beginning.
In the office, this goes for you guys. If Billy tries to shake your hand, notify us immediately.
Yes. Uh-huh. Notify your authority. See something, say something
yeah,
with Billy Football.
We'll cut your hands off, Billy.
Yeah, just say, too, even if you give me consent, I am not allowed to touch you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, PFT, what's yours?
My Firefest of the week is I don't own an Aura titanium ring, and everybody
oh, yeah.
in the NBA is getting one. And now I didn't know what this thing was until about, I don't know, 30 minutes ago.
Yep.
Now, why the fuck don't I have my own Aura titanium? Why doesn't everybody have a titanium ring that will tell you 3 days in advance if you're going to get the Rona?
Wait, what is this?
Okay,
I didn't
so
see
it's
any
a,
of this.
It's a ring they're making everyone wear in the NBA bubble, and it tells you with 90% accuracy if you have symptoms of coronavirus 3 days before you'll start showing symptoms. It essentially confirms what we all knew but didn't fully know, that rich people just have medicine and technology that the rest of us can't have access to that will keep them alive forever.
What I think this ring is just somebody decided to make a wearable technology that didn't really have any sort of advanced ideas about how to detect coronavirus. It just probably senses whether or not you cough.
Mm-hmm.
And if it senses that you cough, You upload the data onto your cell phone or whatever. It's like, oh shit, I'm going to get coronavirus. But mm-hmm. it's really just measuring if your body shakes.
Who's going to have the first injury? Ring injury.
Ooh, ring injury.
Like getting it caught on a rim, getting it caught on a ping pong, something.
This seems
like. Could you imagine if that is what? Now, I'm not saying that.
I mean, I'm just saying.
God forbid if LeBron broke his finger.
No, it's not
before
LeBron.
The playoffs because of this corona ring. God forbid.
It is 100% JaVale McGee.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. He's, yeah, he probably already hurt himself. He has a ring.
Just trying to put it on. Yeah. But yeah, this ring is definitely one of those moments where you're like, God damn it. I knew it. Mm-hmm. I knew it. These guys are just, they're taking drugs that we don't know about. They have technology we don't know about. They're all going to live to a billion years old. This sucks.
I saw the picture of the ring and it looks sweet. Like, it's titanium on the outside. It's got, like, infrared-looking stuff on the inside. It actually does look like Lord of the Rings ring.
Can I pause for a second? I got to get to my Firefest. But this app that's making everyone look female, it's funny for the coaches. A couple of our coworkers, like, Dana just tweeted a picture of himself, and he, like, I want to fuck him. What is going on?
Let me see.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, this is, I was like, who is that?
It's also like,
it's a hot ass chick.
You know, I feel like you can only say it so many times before people just have to figure it out themselves. But it's also like, it's definitely not a good thing that people are outwardly putting out pictures of themselves looking like a girl. Like, that's going to end up, it's not going to end up in the
It's all going this straight face to China. Technology right. apps.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt.
We've learned this lesson. It basically is every 6 months we have to relearn this lesson. Correct.
I've also noticed that most people who are uploading pictures of them looking like a woman are the same people that made fun of me for wearing a dress. Interesting. But a lot of these pictures, people are posting it like it's their thirst trap.
Yeah, I mean, Billy wants to
like
fuck Vibs. Showing us a picture of Vibs. Like, damn.
Like, Dana posted this picture.
Does she work
to, show people how hot he is as a girl.
Yes. This is not okay. As I got turned on by Dana right there. And actually, you know what? I have no problem with it. All right, my Firefest is shoes. So I finally sprung and bought a pair of shoes that I had my eyes on for a very long time. Very expensive. I texted Hank, who loves shoes. And I also knew that he would love these pair of shoes. And he just texted me back and he said, oh, yeah, Rhea got me those for Valentine's Day. And I just had been too scared to wear them. And then what'd he do? The next day he wore them before I could get mine. So he just basically cucked me.
Boy, that's a good play by Hank.
I knew it was going to happen. But I'm just so frustrated because it's like, I was eyeing these shoes for so long. Came in my size.
I never would have bought them because they're expensive. I never would have bought them on my own.
Yeah, so it's kind of bullshit. I should actually just scribble on them, like, bought with my own money.
You know what you have to do next time? Just, like, tell Hank that you got a pair of shoes that you didn't. And just he's going to go out and buy it before you.
The worst part is Big Cat, he did reach out. He's like, you're going to love these shoes. And I kind of knew. I was like, I have a feeling he's going to be these shoes. And if he just didn't do that, he would have worn them in the office before I did because they're so nice. Like, you know when you have something so nice, you're like, I'm scared to wear this because I'm going to ruin it or, like, whatever. So I was waiting for the right moment. Big Cat would have worn them to the office and got credit for having them.
Here's the shoes you wore on ping pong.
That got your ass beaten.
Yeah, 4-0. Here's the thing.
I'll never wear them again, though.
I will outwear those. I will wear those all the time.
Yeah.
I will outwear you.
That's fine. I'll flex harder when I do wear them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But everyone will be like, oh, those are Big Cat shoes.
Incorrect, because I wore them first.
But I'm going to wear them so much that people will be like, that's synonymous.
It's not about but who it's says on it the first, record. It's who says it louder.
No, I'm going to. No, yeah, it exactly. is.
No,
I'm gonna
the, the annals of history will prove me right.
The annals
of history.
Mm-hmm. Billy, okay? You got something stuck in your tooth? No. You do actually have something stuck in your tooth.
It's anal. Whatever. It's anals of history.
Yeah. You going to do anal tonight?
That's why they call it going back through time.
All right, let's get to our interview. We have Nick Merks on the podcast. Awesome, awesome interview. If you don't know who it is probably one of the biggest Twitch streamers out there. Something a little different. Not our usual interview, but that's what we're trying to do right now because there's not a lot of sports going on, so we're trying to give you something different. Do that. Chug it. No, I don't even know. There's so many loose bottles around here.
Shout out to TJ, by the way.
Shout out to TJ. No, TJ's the man.
Listen, anytime you take a sip out of a mystery can and it's not dip spit in this room, win. That is a huge
it's a win.
Win.
But yeah, shout out TJ.
By the way, Pickett, are you ever going to get rid of that dip spit bottle over there?
There's no dip
spit. That's a good question.
There's a top on it.
That's been there for forever,
yeah, there's
man.
A top on
that's
it.
That's disgusting.
Notice there's a top.
That is absolutely
dip spit bottles with tops allowed.
And it's
there's
not
no
three
way
quarter
it's
full.
Spin.
Barf
yeah,
City.
It's not overflowing.
Who would do that?
all right, let's get to Nick Merks. Before we do that,
the comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, here he is, Nick Merks. Okay, we now welcome on a very, very, very special guest, legend of the game. It's Nick Merks. If you are someone who has watched video games on Twitch, if you even know anything about video games or Twitch, you have heard of him. He's one of the biggest Twitch stars out there, one of the greatest video game players ever. Stop me when I'm not making any sense anymore.
Three million
YouTube subscribers, over a million Twitch subscribers, people watching on Twitch. Pretty much the biggest thing since sliced bread.
And he's 6 feet tall.
His only fault that I could find is that he roots for the Michigan Wolverines. But that's it. That was literally it. So good to have you on, Nick. It's been a long time coming. We're excited to talk to you and actually kind of understand how Twitch works.
For sure. Happy to be here, man. Awesome. This is lit. I've never been on a podcast before.
Yeah, well, how is that possible? Is the Twitch world and podcast world that separate?
No. I mean, I don't think so. It's like, I kind of feel like I'm already on a podcast, you know, if I'm streaming. You got the camera, you got the mic, you got the chat, you know. They're telling me to jump on a podcast. I just feel like I'm always on a podcast, you know?
It just doesn't happen to be available on Spotify or iTunes, but it's out there. You can find clips of Nick Merks talking into a camera if you really want to. You were just telling us before you joined, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You said you just woke up. That's the gamer life schedule for you? You waking up at, high noon?
Yeah. You know, you just get in a rhythm, man. You start playing a video game and kind of like, when I was a little kid, you just keep playing and playing and playing. And then it's one, and then it's two, and then it's four, and then the birds are chirping. And you're just like, shit, dude, I fucked up, you know? But that's my life, man. I play all night, and I sleep all day, you know?
So, talking about your childhood, at what point were you like, oh, my God, this is going to be it? Like, this is what I want to do? Because everyone played video games as a kid, but what point were you like, this is it?
Y'all want to get into this part?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, I mean, I don't know. At what point did you guys feel like you wanted to run a podcast, you know?
Once I got 30.
Yeah, when I got fired from literally every other job available, then I was like, I'll just keep talking. Yeah.
Oh, dude, same here, man. Like the failures in life just kind of push you to where we are today. I tried a lot of different things, but the one thing that was consistent, you know, alongside me trying all these different things was always gaming. I mean, I loved gaming. I always wanted to do it. But, you know, back when I started, nobody really knew that this was going to turn into this. So we were all just kind of winging it. Kind of like we are today, man. I mean, it's pretty crazy what gaming's turned into. But like when I started streaming, there was no real way to make any money. We were just kind of doing it for fun, being able to talk to a chat box and be interactive with people and kind of entertain, but from your home was super cool. But just no money. I mean, we were doing college. We had a part-time job. You know, I mean, I knew I was good. I was beating ass every fucking night, man. I mean, no matter what game, Halo, COD, Gears of War, which is beating ass. So I knew I was good, but I had no idea it would turn into this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What game was it, like, when you were growing up or just starting to game competitively that you knew that, okay, if I can dominate at this game, then I'm actually on a world-class basis?
Shit. I mean, bro, it's going to be tough for me to hammer this point home because, like, y'all just don't know. Like, I mean, a lot of people, like when I came up, nobody knew it was going to turn into this. And I know I'm kind of saying the same things, but, like, ignorance is bliss. We were just beating the shit out of each other, having fun, going to play for little tiny tournaments, but it was never, like, a goal to do it for the rest of our lives because we didn't think we would ever be able to. And then when Justin TV turned into Twitch TV, and kind of, you know, gaming just started excelling, man. More and more people got into gaming. More and more people were curious about gaming. I started seeing, like, the prize pools, these tournaments go from, like, $5,000 to $100,000. I was like, wait a second. You know, this is getting kind of weird. But, I mean, you know, it's this big, big, big boom of success. And then now it is, you know, it's kind of where it is today. But dude, when I first started, we just had no idea that it would be this. You know what I'm saying? So it was never a plan.
I think that's the part that people, like, can't wrap their head around, myself included. Like, before coronavirus and Hank being like, hey, you should start getting on Twitch. I had no idea really what was going on. I'd pop on every now and then, watch something, but I never really understood how big of an audience there is. How many people watch your Twitch like on just a regular random night? Like, what's the average amount of people, just to put it into context?
Dude, we
for
get
people?
Like 40,000 people, man.
That's
like in
crazy.
The stream every night.
And then,
crazy.
And then what's the peak that you've had?
Dude, I've had like 180,000 viewers at
that's
one point.
That's nuts.
You know?
So that's the part that like, people who don't watch this, who are listening right now, and they're like, oh, it's just video games. I thought the same thing 3 months ago. But
well,
then,
you were on stream the other night, balling. You had like 100 and you had 100 and something, didn't you? Playing the NCAA joint.
Yeah, it was. I mean, when we started doing it, it was like, holy shit, there's 40, 50. The national championship had 126,000. I was like, this is
that's crazy.
Insane.
Dude,
how
that's
many
crazy.
People
no
are
host,
part of this.
No,
right.
No raid, nothing. Just you.
What are those? Explain those terms. Well, I don't know. I have no idea what you just said.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So like a host on Twitch TV is if someone has a lot of viewers or whatever and they want to host your channel, they can send their stream and all their viewers to your stream essentially. And then like a raid is kind of like another thing like that. Instead of hosting the channel so it brings like that streamer's picture on your picture, you can just go on a raid. You can send everybody over there and you don't bring up their picture on your picture. You know what I mean? But a host and a raid is super cool, and it's a great way to kind of like give back to like a smaller community and whatnot. I mean, shit, you hosted me twice and you have more viewers than me both times, Big Cat.
It's like, it's like a retweet.
No big deal. So wait,
that's all love, baby.
That is all love. So, all right,
that's
so
love.
Explain this to me. This is the part I can't understand with Twitch, and maybe you have a different experience because you've been doing it for a very long time, and you also – I was reading up on you. You give back to your community. You do a lot of cool things. How do you get it so that you don't get bullied by all the chat? Like, I just get bullied.
Yeah, dude. I mean, bro. I got a lot of friends. Like Los just gets bullied the whole time too, man. I mean, it's kind of like an energy, man. I don't know. I get bullied too, bro. Like they don't. They think I'm 5'7" and shit. They I'm 5'7".
Fuck yeah, that sucks.
How tall are you?
Yeah, it sucks, man. I'm 6 feet, man. People come up to me when they meet me in person. They're like, dude, I thought you were like 5'6", man. I'm like, yo, fuck you, bro. Like, what?
It is kind of nice to hear that sometimes. Like this dude came up to me on the street the other day. He was like, PFT, you're a lot taller than I thought you'd be. And I'm like, how tall did you think I was? Like, if you think that 5'9" and a half, almost
it's annoying, right?
Is tall.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
But how do you stop the like trolling? Do you just not read them? Like what I have is a lot of times is people will just say like, oh, your mic is broken, and it's not. But they'll just keep
it's not.
They'll spam it, and I'm so stupid that I stop everything to check. And, that like, I just – gets in my head. How do you stop that?
I don't think you do. I think you just embrace it. Like, okay. Now you're the guy with the broken fucking mic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, shit's working. Broken mic, 120,000 viewers. Suck my ass.
What about a lag switch? They claim that I have a lag switch that I change the settings. I hit the lag switch, and then when the game's lagged out, I change everything, cheat, and then come back. What's that?
They're just messing. They're just messing with you, man. Right. They know you're not like a a gamer, right?
Right. So I've never felt so old. I've never felt so old than I do on a chat, on a Twitch chat.
Yeah, yeah.
Does anyone ever accuse you of pre-recording your stuff?
Oh, a couple times, but everything's for me. I'm a really interactive streamer. You know, I'm always talking shit to the chat and having fun, reading stuff. So it's kind of hard to do that. You know.
But then they'll accuse you of pre-recording that to make it seem like that's a perfect way that it would seem like it's not pre-recorded.
Right.
I flipped it on the chat,
whatever, bro. You know
now
I mean?
I think the chat's pre-recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. See?
I think they're doing
We think you're pre-recorded. Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Works. It works.
Do you have
speaking of pre-recorded? Is this different? Is this kind of different vibe? You see, we're not live right now.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's a little different, right?
You can say anything you want.
Chop it all up.
Yeah.
Bleep out whatever you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I used to do vlogging on YouTube. I did a few of them, and I never liked it. I it was always weird to me that I was like talking to the camera, like, "Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?"
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody. I'm talking to myself, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
At least I'm talking to you guys right now, which makes it a little bit more comfortable.
Right.
You know
yeah.
I mean? But imagine just talking to yourself, just vlogging. Isn't that kind of weird?
It is.
I agree.
You're like talking to a future audience that you hope will show
literally
up and watch it at some point.
Yeah, I never liked it.
Are your thumbs insured?
My dad was trying to get me to get this hands insurance. I said no.
You said fuck it?
A lot of money, man.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of money in the street. I probably should, man. It's getting to that point now where I should probably get my... Well, my uncle has his hands in shirt. He's a doctor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's like a watch model or something. Yeah.
No, no. I mean, he's an orthopedic surgeon. He's pretty important hands, man. He works on a lot of athletes and shit, you know. But I said, we're all at the family dinner, you know, having a good time. And my dad made a joke about getting the hands insured. My uncle was like, no, you really should. And I guess people do that. So I don't know. But it's a lot of money, though, man.
Yeah. I read as well that your dad was initially like, fuck this, my son's not a video game player. How was it trying to convince him, and what was the moment where he was like, you know what, this actually is a great living and you're having fun?
Yeah. Well, I mean, do you guys come from like sport families? I would imagine you do, man. Like, you know, your pops is into sports, brothers and sisters and stuff. Right. I mean, like, you know, my house growing up, my brothers and sisters, we all played sports. My dad played college sports. My uncle played college sports. My grandpa played college sports. My dad coached college football who event for 8 years. That's why we're Go Blue fans over here. But I mean, you know, the list goes on and on and on. I got a really, really crazy family when it comes to sports. So sports was the norm. This gaming shit was like, nah. You know, my dad was the one dad and never, I mean, all my friends were cool with playing video games. My dad was never about it, man. I mean, it was get the fuck outside, go get dirty, go do shit. I mean, just typical standard stuff. It really was like that in my house. You know what I mean? Don't get up from the table until your plate's clean. Go outside, play basketball for 10 hours in the backyard and then go have a fight. I mean, it was that's all we fucking did. But, you know, I had a friend that was it was just him. He had no brothers or sisters. He was he was by himself, and he used to get all the systems, the Halos, the Gears of Wars, the Call of Duties, everything right when it came out, man. I would go sneak over to his house and play all the time. But I was better than all my friends that played over there, man. I mean, I was way better at them, you know. So it was a long process, man. My dad just had to learn that, like, there was actual cash to be made, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
A long time though, man. A lot of fights. Me and my dad did not get along. High school teachers used to call people on him and shit for the things he'd say in front of other people and do in front of other people. Me and my dad used to get in fights all the time. I mean, it was not okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
yeah.
It turned out great. Like, now my dad's my superhero. I mean, he's literally listen, man. I'm good at perspective type stuff. You know, if I was a college football coach type father and my son was just not doing the sport thing and he was being real combative, and I was also an asshole as a kid, man. I was a really tough kid to raise, like a lot of attitude problems. But then again, bro, I had no fucking sleep. I go to school all day and I play games all night. I was on no sleep.
You were tired all the time.
So imagine a human being on no sleep. You're not going to be a very happy fucking thing. So, you know, I mean, it's just a lot of problems, man. You know what I mean?
What's the longest you've ever slept?
Oh my god, dude! I used to like hibernate. I used to like do over the weekend, and I pull like a 13-hour shift, man. La La Land. I wake up, mouth glued together, can't even open my eyes. You know, it's like, damn.
Well, on the other side, what's the longest stream that you've ever had, or not even stream? What's the longest, even before the streaming days, that you've ever sat at a console and played?
Oh man, well, before the stream, because the streaming, you know, how we're doing it, we're entertaining, we're talking, we're high energy and stuff. So that's a different type of vibe. But back when I was a kid, when you weren't doing none of that, you just playing. Man, I've been on for like 40 hours and shit playing Halo 2.
Shut up.
Jesus.
40 hours?
Dude, Christ.
Yeah. We would just eat pizza rolls and ranch and fucking play Halo, man.
What's the fuel? Was it Mountain Dew keeping you up, or did you dip into Jolt, Red Bull, Red Bull Zero?
Oh my Monster, God, you remember, of course. We did the, what was the Coca-Cola, the vanilla one? Oh man, we used to dominate that shit.
Orange, the vanilla Coke?
Oh yeah, that's
no, dope. Not orange. It's just vanilla Coke, man. Incredible.
What are you a controller player or a computer player? Hell yes, controller's the
all
answer.
Day, bro. All
so what's
day,
the what is the explain that divide? Explain what the difference is between the two to people who probably don't really understand, like, playing video games on a computer. How does that make sense?
Well, you got this
controller.
And you got this. You got a mouse.
Okay.
And I mean, you know, and keyboard, of course. But I mean, the difference is there. The thing is over the past couple of years, man, controller players have been teeing up against keyboard and mouse players, which usually doesn't happen. Because when we were growing up, computer games were computer games and console games were console games. But now you're getting this blend. Like, we're being put in the same area.
Okay.
We're beating the shit out of each other. So you know what comes with that, right? Like, it's the shit talking and
the schism,
the battles.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally, man. It's across the board, man. At the highest level, at the lowest level, in the middle, you know, and everybody's just teed up against each other.
Is one easier than the other?
No. I mean, I think that growing up, most people started on a controller. So it's what we did. We all started on a controller. And then if you had a lot of money and you were doing well, then you could maybe afford a whole PC and a keyboard and a mouse, you know? So they like to call it like and all that stuff. But the fact of the matter is
we'll
that most
that
households,
one out.
Yeah, you know, while I'm saying like, they don't really get to, you know, they don't really get to buy a computer and a mouse, man. You know what I mean?
Right.
So a lot of these motherfuckers that went to keyboard, you don't blurt this one out. A lot of these keyboard and mouse players started on console and controller, and they forgot where they came from.
Yes.
But it's not, sold out.
So are you like a hero in the controller world?
No, man. I'm just
okay.
Stubborn.
Yes. You're a hero in the controller world. That kind of answers
stubborn.
That.
What about aimbots? Hank likes to accuse everybody that's better than him for using an aimbot. That's the way, right? If they're any better,
yeah,
they're obviously cheating. If they're worse, you're better
cheating.
Than them. Has there ever been like a big aimbot scandal in professional esports?
I think so. I'm not really in the drama side of things, man, which is kind of crazy because I know y'all heard about that other bullshit. But I mean, like, I'm not a real big drama guy, and I'm never really in it. I'm never in the fucking loop. You know what I mean? I'm never in the loop. I don't know shit about nothing until it's brought up to me. So as far as like drama type stuff and who she, I know it happens. I don't know where though.
What about your drama with 100 Thieves?
Yeah.
That was drama.
About that. Yeah, it's a little bit drama. That's the only time I ever been in drama.
But I actually liked reading up about it. I liked how you handled it. You're just like, this wasn't what I was promised, and I'm out.
Well, fuck, you know?
So how does it
straight
work?
Straight up.
How do video game teams work? Like, explain that to me.
Like a gaming team?
Yeah, like you were on a team, now you're on a different team. Like, how does it, what are the benefits? What does it mean?
I mean,
like
exposure. You know, you're linked up with other big guys. You know, you might get a salary, you might not. They take care of you. You know, there's all kinds of benefits on being a part of a gaming organization. You know what I'm saying? FaZe is dude. They've been taking care of me like crazy, man. Like they gave me the hookup. They let me do my own thing, but support everything that I do, which is a rare thing, by the way. But they're awesome, you know. The 100 Thieves is also a great gaming organization too, you know. And I think it kind of got lost in the sauce when all that shit transpired. You know, I never meant to like drag 100 Thieves because I got a lot of friends on that organization. Like it's kind of like, I don't know, two NFL teams, right? And you got a bunch of coaches, you got a bunch of players. Just because you have one, you know, dispute with a guy doesn't mean the whole fucking team's, you know,
right?
Yeah. How does that work with coaches? Is it basically like a player-run organization, or do you actually have somebody that supervises and is like watching everybody and like giving them advice and being like, no, this guy's not as good. We need to replace him. You know, that
yeah,
type
yeah.
Of thing.
Dude, you know, I really don't know. I mean, I when I was coming up in the esports scene as a player, we didn't really have coaches. But now it's like full-blown coaches and routines, and they have like a dietitian. They got them doing exercises. I'm serious. It's like full blown. You know what I mean?
What kind of exercises do you do?
Me? I just work out, man. I got a little home gym over here now. I love it, bro. I did 2 or 3 months no gym. I lost like 20 pounds. I was getting a little bit of frail. I was starting to be a little worried about this Smitty beef that he might be able to take me in the head on head. But now that I'm back in the gym and shit, I'm working out again. I think I'll be all right. You know
what? You took some time off from streaming. What did it? Did you notice when you came back that it was like, oh shit, like I'm way out of practice? Is it similar to sports in that respect? That if you know a baseball player doesn't pick up a bat for a month, their timing is all off. Was it like that for you?
It totally can be, but it can also not be. Sometimes people get burnt out, man, and they do need a break. Breaks are good. And I think even at the highest level of sports, you know, like maybe NBA players, NFL players, a lot of those guys, I bet you that they would say the same thing, that taking a break every now and then is really good for their body and their mind, you know, just keep everything sharp. And I think same thing can be said for gaming. You know, you burn out if you don't take breaks. And you'll come back after a week and not playing sometimes and just fry everybody. But then again, you can come back sometimes and be really washed up. You got to work on your game again, you know?
What are you ranked overall in Call of Duty right now? Like, can you just beat everyone?
No, I'm not that good, man. I mean, I'm good. I think the thing about me, if I had to, like, grade myself, I don't really like talking about me and grading me. I let other people do that shit for me. But if you're going to make me do it, yes. I think that if I had to carve it up for anybody, I'd say that no matter what game – no matter when, I always find a way to make some real fucking noise. And not a lot of people can say that. You know what I mean? I can go from Fortnite to Call of Duty to Gears of War to Halo, and I will always make some noise. I can guarantee that. Just give me some time. Let me work on my game, and I'm fucking in there.
So are you saying noise in the game, or are you saying noise in terms of entertaining Twitch?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to rock some heads. I'm going to entertain some people on Twitch, and I'm going to do my thing. Yeah. No, for sure.
Do you ever go back and watch film of yourself and be like, hey, here's where I can improve?
Bro, I used to, man. But I'm just not a 100% comp player. But I think that if you are and you're not doing the Twitch streaming thing, you're not trying to entertain or make content, I think it's really important to go back and watch your stuff just so you can see the mistakes you make and even the things you do well and just study. I mean, that's all it is, right? It's just in your mind.
I've got a really dumb question. I probably should have asked this earlier, but what does merc mean?
It's like a hired assassin.
Ooh,
okay.
Because
I've heard it as a noun, like a mercenary. I've also heard it like, I just murked this dude, like a verb.
You guys ever play Splinter Cell or nah?
No.
You play a game back then? Oh my god, man! It was like spies versus mercs. It was 2v2, and the spies could go up behind the merc and grab his neck and crack it real quick. Wow, it was a wild game, bro. That was when my attitude was the worst. I was playing that.
What do you mean your attitude was the worst? You just yelling at people?
Oh, dude, when I was like 12 or 13, I grabbed that neck and say, get fucked, motherfucker. You know? You know what I mean?
That's
my mom would come and be like, yo, what are you talking like that for? Dude, my mom heard me cussing one time on the Xbox, and she got so mad at me that she put my Xbox in a trash bag. You want to fucking cuss? And she puts it in the trash bag and runs out in the front yard. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm following her. I'm like, what are you doing? And she smashes the Xbox on the ground like 10 times the whole time, like screaming, you want to cuss? You want to fucking cuss? I'm like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
That was the worst. Nuts, like, when I was first trying to learn how to play Halo back in college, I was just getting killed every 2 seconds by an 11-year-old. And then that 11-year-old was just
that
emasculating.
Was me.
That was you. You
that
probably,
was me.
You yes. probably killed me like yes. 50 times.
Wiped the floor.
You up,
yeah,
man.
You made
Dude.
Me quit video games.
Yeah.
I was such a nerd, man. Like, if I'm... Oh, my God. What, if I can go back.
What's the reaction? I would say it's probably better now than it was 5 years ago, but what's the reaction when you are talking to a girl at a bar or meeting up, going on a date, and you're like, I'm a video game player?
Oh boy. Well, I got a wifey now. You know
okay.
what I mean?
So, you did that. I had to do
that shit no more.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
God. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Congrats.
Way to go, Nick Merckx.
GG, baby. We win. dude, it was tough, man. I mean, dude, even like no matter how you cut it, if you're talking to somebody, anybody that doesn't know shit about gaming, and you tell them you're a gamer, do you? Oh man, it's just not a good vibe, bro.
Yeah.
You say gamer, they think you're a fucking little nerd loser, right? Or you could say that you're a live streamer, and then they think you're doing like fucking porn or something.
Yeah.
Yep. You're a little cam boy or something,
uh-huh.
right?
Yeah.
Like no matter what you do, no matter how you cut, or you talk to like an older guy, you say, you know, I'm a streamer on Twitch. Wait. So people just like watch you play games? Fuck off, man. Here we go. And he's like, well, I gotta start gaming. I go, yeah, maybe you should. And then it's just fucking...
We deal with the same thing. When there's no cool way to say I'm a podcaster. Like,
no
when
way.
You say it, people are just like, oh, everyone's got a podcast now. It's like, well,
dude,
it's actually our job.
Me and Larry talk about shit all day in the barn, man. This is, shit would be a huge.
Yeah, right.
So, exactly. So how do you explain it? Man. Let's say you're at a wedding and you get sat at a table with some older people, but people that you want to get along well with. You want to make a good impression on them. They ask you do. What's your line?
No. You're bugging. See, I stopped giving a fuck a long time ago, bro.
That's sick. That's liberating.
No, I don't give a fuck anymore. Is that weird?
No, that's good.
No. I'm not sitting at a table. I don't give a fuck what they think. I don't care. I don't want to explain it. I don't want to talk to you about it.
Oh.
I just want to lay in bed with my dog and my cat and my girl. I want to stay outside by the pool. I want to play my games. I want everybody to leave me the fuck alone. That's where I'm at. I've had so many of those conversations, bro, that I've realized it's a waste of energy. You're not going to get anywhere.
So when did you hit that point? Because
dude, years ago, man.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I spent a little time in L.A., man. L.A. kind of rough.
Yeah. Yeah, you moved out to L.A.
It's a lot
you tried
of people
out there,
acting
yeah.
like they give a shit, but really they're just trying to work an angle, you know? I don't know about L.A., man. L.A. a little fast-paced for me, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like somebody is always looking for a handout. Like someone's looking – if you can't do anything to advance their career – then they're like, okay, I'm going to move on and talk to somebody else.
So I had a lot of those conversations because I'm this new guy. And so I'm trying to, you know, I'm talking to the neighbors. I'm talking to, you know, just normal conversations. And I used to enjoy talking to people a lot more than I do now. I mean, seriously. But it always gets to like, Nick Merck's thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then it just turns into like, oh shit, like, man, I got this company, bro. Like, yeah. Oh shit. Dude, we put like reverse osmosis filters and like we could maybe like, maybe you could put one on your stream. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if you know how that shit works, man, but yeah, let's sell a reverse osmosis filter to the fucking kid in college. Like what? Like what? No, that's just crazy, bro.
Have you had a moment where you thought like, how long can you game for? Because this is fascinating to me, because gamers right now, your first generation kind of gamers in terms of, you just talked Justin TV to Twitch, you guys are the guinea pigs in a lot of ways of the first generation making a real true living. And at what point will you have to hang up the sticks? And like, what have you thought about that at all? Not to be depressing, but it's just interesting.
No, I don't, you know, I haven't thought about it too much. I guess maybe like if I was more like a Timid Tatman, or like a Dr. Disrespect or some shit, and I was getting on Twitch every day and just get my ass kicked,
right?
Then maybe it'd be time for me to hang it up or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. But that hasn't happened.
You're still working.
No, I mean, I'm beating ass, bro. Yeah, as long as I'm beating ass, I'm fine. But if I start getting on every day and I'm getting throttled, I'm going to take a look in the mirror, man, and say, hey, maybe we start doing some business or something, you know? Because okay. This is a little crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How dumb does the NCAA feel not getting ahead of this and, like, not establishing college esports before people realize that they could make a shitload of money doing it on their own?
Well, the NCAA is a tricky conversation. There's a lot going on there. You know what I mean? I mean, we're getting to this weird point in time where college athletes are there's talks about them getting paid and all this. It's just weird, man. And NCAA has always been hard to do anything with, I've come to understand, you know?
Yeah.
Anything.
Yeah. Like, bring out a new game.
No, like anything. It's wildly hard in the NCAA. I, like, you know, the NFL is real different with that, right? It's just the NCAA, just no matter, like, I think we've tried to do a few things with those guys, man. It's just nah.
Well, they got to always make sure they're getting their cut. That's rule yes. number one for the NCAA.
Well,
that's why they exist.
Business. Yeah, of course.
We're going to get back to Nick Merckx in a second.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
How quickly, if I just gave you a game, a video game that you've never played before, how quickly could you beat our ass in it?
Oh, dude, that's what I'm good at. That's the only thing I'm good at in this world.
So if I gave you, like, do you play Madden at all or no?
Well, I used to. I went to the Madden Challenge in Chicago when I was, like, 15, actually.
So, yeah,
I
made
it to the top eight. I made it to the top, no, was it top eight or top 16? Well, the final, like, four went on that bus. You guys remember that? They put them on the bus?
Yes. Yeah.
You sure you remember that?
Yes, yeah. I remember the bus.
I kind of felt like a yes. Like just
no, it was on ESPN 2 or something.
Yes,
okay,
it was a big deal.
Yeah. It was a mad bus. Yes. Well, I almost fucking made it on when I was 15. I stayed in a hostel in Chicago just to wake up the next day and almost make it. Almost made it.
And your dad was actually proud of you that moment.
No shot. He's mad that I wasn't like, home.
It's kind of football.
He's like, yeah, it's football adjacent.
Is there a game that you've picked up that you've just been like, I suck at this one. I'm never playing this one again.
Like any game that's not a shooter, I'm just not into them, bro. You know, if it's got a gun in it, I'm. Oh man, I'm there.
Are you
I'm
good so at shooting there. In real life?
Yeah, great. I went to the Navy. I got it's kind of like, bro, everybody that's in the military that like has been in the military for a while, they're all gonna fucking laugh at this. But I got my expert pin in the pew pew.
Really?
Got a little E for expert. Hey, bro. I was one of like eight kids in my 200-person class that got an expert pin. And then when we actually started shooting big guns, man, I'm pretty straight shot, bro.
Damn. All right, yeah, so I guess that makes me feel better. Uh-huh. It's like it's just a natural thing. Like that's the part of video games that I think people can't really understand is there is natural talent, just like sports, where I could play video games for 1,000 hours, the next straight 1,000 hours, if I could like figure out a potion and not sleep, and I still would get my ass kicked by you because you naturally are just better. You know what I mean? People think video games is just whoever plays the most.
Yeah, nah. Well, you know, it's a blend, right? It's a blend.
Right, but that's kind of like sports. Yeah, that's sports.
You get some of these freakly genetic, you know, LeBron James dudes are just wild. It's like, holy shit. You know, but then when that meets preparation and time and everything you put into it, it's like, holy shit, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Same thing with gaming.
Yes.
Where do you fall?
Just not
on the big on the big rivalry between Billy Mitchell and Steve Wiebe, King of Kongs, Fistful of Quarters.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now, bro.
Billy Mitchell,
gotta watch it.
The GOAT gamer of all time,
damn,
first person
like, we're looking like
to get million
right
points
PFT.
In Donkey Kong.
No, we're looking like losers.
Oh, PFT. damn.
Shit, we just lost.
I mean, it's Donkey Kong. It's Donkey Kong, though, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just lost him.
Kill screen like, coming up.
No, I'm more like a GoldenEye.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you used to play the Call of Duty, the last Call of Duty, the World War II?
For like a week, and I was depressed. Shit. I got fucking depressed. You know that?
Yeah. I just ran around with a shotgun and got killed like 40 times, but I got like 15 kills.
Did you like the game?
Yeah, I liked the game. I like history. Yeah. No?
I felt like I was there.
I mean, there's some intense
moments. Let me ask you a
question.
When you're playing World War II Call of Duty, and you're playing it for like 8, 9, 10 hours a day, like a lot of these kids were, right? And you're literally in a fucking trench with the old grenade, yelling shit for 10 hours a day. When you're done, it's not like your mind just walks out of the trench.
Yes. It's, I think the part that always kind of, not creeped me out, but like fucked me up a little when I was playing that game was when you'd hear like a Nazi yell and then a dog attack you and you'd be like, whoa, this is a little too spot on.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I was depressed playing that fucking game. And then I go over to Fortnite and it's green and there's a butterfly and a mountain with a cabin, you know, and so I'm fucking happy again, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you first started getting into Fortnite, you obviously, like, made some noise and made a name for yourself. But would you have considered yourself one of the best Fortnite players in the world?
In the very beginning, yeah. So what people do on Battle Royale games, you guys, is they go for kill records. So they see they say, okay, it's a duo playlist or it's a trio playlist. Me and my two buddies in trios are going to try to get the most kills any trios has ever gotten in the game, right? And those videos usually do really well on YouTube. It brings a lot of, like, you know, awareness to whoever gets it, and, you know, there's a lot of eyeballs on that. So what we did is we got the dual kill record and the squad's kill record in Fortnite really, really early. So yeah, think about it. All the people in the world playing the game, and I have the duos and the squad's kill records.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to say something. It can't just be luck at that point.
Yes. That's definitely something. Who's the guy?
Rob Simpson.
Who's the guy that you can't beat?
Like a.
Or who's the guy that you know when you're playing against him? You're like, this is he is on my level.
Oh well, me and this guy Aiden. You guys know Aiden?
Hank knows him.
Hank knows him.
Smitty. He's coming to the office.
The guy under me knows. Okay. Well, okay. Me and Aiden have been at it like a shit ton, bro. And that kid can play anything, man. You know, he's really good at Call of Duty. He's really good at Fortnite. And every time we link up and play against each other, it's a fucking mission. It's a mission.
Yeah. That must be exciting.
Would you rather be...
It's... I'm U of M, and he's Ohio State. Like, that's...
Well, so
you
then
know.
You lose every time.
Well, okay, as of recently, you know, but there was a time where I was beating ass, you know?
Oh, yeah, like when they...
When Brady Hoke was
when you were playing on Atari, right?
Brady Hoke.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. Wait, right. By the way, we actually are friends with Coach Harbaugh, so we have his back, but are you... As a Michigan guy, do you have him on the hot seat, or are you calling?
I mean, I'm not a friend with Coach Harbaugh.
Okay, but we are.
But I don't want to shit on your friends.
But right, shit away. We'll just defend him.
Yeah,
like
go
right,
ahead.
Here's what you're going to experience is
no,
right now.
No. I don't. Listen, you know.
What? Who can you do better? You can't do any better.
I have perspective. My dad was a college football coach in that locker room.
For who? Lloyd Carr?
Bo Schembechler. And Gary, listen, man, a lot of these are his opinions, but I've listened and I've watched and I've applied what he said to me when I'm watching and when I'm there, and I've been there. I've met some of these players, and Chase and all these guys, dude, the energy is just not there.
Yeah.
It's not the same,
but
it's a different energy. You got coaches from that locker room leaving there and going to coach at Ohio State.
I know.
Back in the day, that would have never fucking happened.
That
it's like
bad.
It's the worst thing. It's like betrayal. Like, but you know, it, so that obviously tells me
it's like going from FaZe to 100 Thieves.
Ah, come on. Different, man. It's a rivalry, 100-year rivalry, man. It just blood, like, you know, there's so much that went into that, right?
Do you remember back in
the – They used to say they'd rather lose every fucking game, and then they'd win in November, and they'd be happy with that. Right. You know? Right. I think that's out the fucking window. They don't care about that shit no more.
Yeah. Were you one of those guys that back in, what was it, 2017, when they had that spot in the big game where you were, like, dissecting it by camera angle to see if he got the first down or not?
I mean, I thought he got a first down.
I think a lot of people did. Yeah. I would actually put myself in that camp as well.
I'm not the guy that's like, oh, dude, we should be beating them, but the refs are – no, I'm not that guy. I mean, we are getting beat. Dude, they have better players, they have better coaches, and they have a fucking attitude that you cannot –
They care more.
Compare with right now.
Yeah.
They beat our ass. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like some – remember the Titans when the coach disrespected the other coach? That's what this is. That's what it is. It's the same vibe. They're like, yo, fuck you, bro. Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's got to be. It's got to be some of that. We need some of that again. What happened to that?
I heard you care a lot about another huge rivalry out there in the animal kingdom, which is grizzly bear versus gorilla.
Shit. Y'all get me going?
Yeah. I mean, I think football is... I think you're right. From what I know, you say it's grizzly bear, and I would agree with it, unless the gorilla is in an environment where he can learn to make weapons.
Bro, what?
I'm saying, like, if you have a gorilla and a grizzly bear going head to head, and the gorilla's got like some weapon that he can pick up.
I heard what you said.
Yeah,
I'm just having a hard time wrapping my head. You're telling me the gorilla's going to be in an environment where he can make a weapon. You want to show me a video on the fucking internet that's not from King Kong or Planet of the Apes where a gorilla's making a fucking weapon?
I mean, you could pick up a shovel.
Yeah.
Or they like eat a banana and leave it on the ground. The grizzly bear slips.
Pick up a gun. Oh, who would figure out how to shoot a gun first, a gorilla or a grizzly bear?
A gorilla.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So
where's he gonna fucking aim it?
I'm gonna leave the gun next to him right before the fight.
This is crazy.
One in the chamber.
See, you guys are the guys in the chat. This is the
we've become the chat. Well, how about this?
This is the gorilla guys.
Who would win in Call of Duty, a gorilla or a grizzly bear? I think a gorilla would beat the grizzly
easily.
Bear's ass.
Opposable thumb.
Boom.
Probably play on controller too.
Yeah,
yeah.
Billy, do you go ahead? Billy, our intern, who's an idiot, is going
to
talk.
Well, I researched this very intensely, and a gorilla can only get up to like 300 or 400 pounds, whereas a grizzly bear can get up to 1,500 pounds, depending on the subspecies.
It's not true,
Bill. He just said you're factually incorrect.
Why
is that incorrect?
I like where you're going. I like where you're going. I hate to interrupt you because you sounded fiery right there. You sound like you were coming in with a crazy fact. But just so you know, the biggest gorillas can get like 500, 600 pounds.
Bro. 500,
so don't,
well, I'm talking
don't
the average
undersell.
The biggest grizzly bears can get 2,000 pounds.
Okay. Yeah, but we're not going to fucking bring me to the fight to represent all humans. We're going to get in John Jones. We're not – what the fuck? Get the big boy. So get the big gorilla and get the big fucking bear and put him in there. Big gorilla's 500. And the Kodiak bear can get up. And the Kodiak bear can get up to 2,000 pounds.
500 versus 2,000.
Okay, so fucking times its size. Go ahead. Continue.
Yeah. The only way the gorilla can win is using its opposable thumbs, which are very important if it's not in a enclosed area with no weapons, and its mind. So those are its only assets against the bear's claws and teeth.
Is it going to like confuse thumbs. It with a riddle
I'll
or
give
something?
You that one.
Well, exactly.
Plus one.
I mean, it could
why
like,
is the mind
bait
an asset?
And switch the bear.
Why is the mind an asset?
Why is the mind an asset, Billy?
The mind's an asset because, you know,
you
like, okay,
that if
hypothetical,
than
let's
bears?
Say it's the Colosseum. Let's say we're sick like the Romans and we're like, okay, let's actually do this. Let's get a giant bear. Let's get a gorilla. Colosseum. Sand.
Okay.
Walls.
Sand.
That's all it's got. Gorilla.
Got it.
Throw the sand in its face. Jump on the wall, grab a weapon, and then kill the bear.
Wow!
Look at that, guys.
The gorilla
that
has serious.
Turned into fucking Brad Pitt.
I can't hear him.
This is not.
They don't give me a headphone.
This is not how they fight. Can you hear me?
No, he can't hear you. This is we don't let him listen. We let him talk.
Billy's
but not
actually
listen.
He's talking me into
well,
the gorilla more and more.
I mean, why did
sand in
you,
the face is a wild card?
Guess
I hadn't
what's the
of.
Top predator on planet Earth?
Not a gorilla.
Humans.
Human being.
So guess who's closer to a human?
Gorilla.
Oh, come on,
that's
man.
True.
That's
ooh, very compelling.
Yes. All right. Nick, I had a couple last questions. What does F's in the chat mean?
Oh, to pay respect.
What?
Dude, I'm not the computer guy. I'm not the, like, the, you know?
So explain some of these other lingos. Like, what are some other things that are said?
Oh, shit.
I gotta, come
I'm
on, man.
I'm the worst person for this.
This is my
this
one
chance.
This
is like a Tim Tapman question.
No, this is my
all right,
one
F,
chance.
F is to pay respect. So okay. When you make a horrible play or you die or you say something stupid, they all say F. And they're like,
okay.
Oh, my God. Pay respects for this dead man.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Because I never felt so old.
Dude, we don't do this in my chat. Like, they do it, but I don't even pay attention.
So you just don't listen to those, to people who say that?
Well, we don't really do it as much. Yeah, like, some chats are really memey, man. No, it's just they're really memey. I'm kind of like an old dad, too. I'm with you. You and me are the same.
Okay. Now, do you have specific haters that you call out? Like guys that you recognize, and you're like, you just know, like, a little bit of respect?
No, we just ban and block them. Don't even look at them.
Okay, because I got this guy named Poopy Stinks that just won't leave me alone.
Yeah, just ban him and block him. Gone.
No, but I kind of like, you know, I want him to...
Well, have some fun with it. Yeah, fuck him up.
Okay, all right, I'm going to fuck
him up. The problem is my haters don't have a face. They have the anime profile with the pink hair and the... And the cartoon titties, you know?
Yeah. All right, we got to ban and block. So you do ban and block. That's not a shame.
How am I going to waste time with a fucking cartoon titty?
I know, but it seems there's a shame in blocking on Twitter. Like, oh, they got you. I got them triggered. You're saying that doesn't exist in Twitch?
Not for me.
Okay, hell yes.
Dude, I'll block everybody on Twitter.
Okay, nice.
What's the easiest surefire way to get a quick block from you on Twitch?
On Twitch?
Yeah.
You shouldn't answer this.
Oh, dude, yeah, I probably shouldn't. Yeah.
What's the magic word?
What really makes you mad, Nick Merckx?
Yeah, what gets a rise out of you?
Dude, to be honest, the majority of the time that we ban people, we ban them for like maybe self-advertisement or being like, you know, scum, just saying words they shouldn't be saying.
Right.
You know the words,
right.
You know? So.
Right. All right, so Nick, we're going to announce this during the championship game tonight. During the national championship game. So I'm playing Tennessee versus Miami at 9:17 p.m.
Okay.
We're going to announce that you're on. We've also, by the way, shout out you, because we tried to get Ninja on for a while, and he didn't come on. So we're down to kick his ass like you kicked his ass.
I got him. No, I didn't get him. I didn't get him.
But you said you were going to kick his ass.
I tried.
You took the video game to real life. That's kind of badass.
Well, dude, I was boxing at the time, you know, so I was fucking feisty. But I was like the kid from the suburbs that goes to the ghetto. He thinks he's cool and shit. You know what I mean? I had like 10 amateur boxing fights against all kids that were white and from the suburbs. And, you know, I thought I was so fucking good. I had my $100 headgear and shit. You know what I mean? But I was really ready at that point. And he was talking shit to me. By the way, you know, like, we're friends now.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's a nutcase. You know, he probably thinks I'm a nutcase too, but you know, we're friends, and he just, man, he was running his mouth this one night, man, just saying everything, yelling at me, and I kept telling him, I said, dude, I'm gonna see you in a month, and there's no way you're gonna have this same energy, and he didn't.
He turtled Love up it. A little bit.
Love it.
A lot of bit.
Yeah.
All right, I had one last question.
Yeah.
It's we always take a question from the users. So this isn't us asking. We just are people ask this. Cool. How much money did you make after taxes?
Not enough.
It's a good answer.
So like Final a million, answer. 2 million. What's
you
a
know,
lot? Little? How many
my
cars?
Manager,
how
many? Okay answering this.
What type of car do you drive?
Shelby Raptor.
Okay, ooh. That gives us that
that's
narrows
like,
it down a
that's
little.
That's like 100 Virgils.
Yeah, that narrows it
that's
down.
That's a lot of pennies.
Yeah.
That's okay. Not a – you're not driving a Honda Civic.
Bro, we're doing well. We're doing well. But you know what, man? I don't have to get all sappy and weird on you guys, man. But you know, it's only because of just all these lunatics that fucking support me. And bro, I mean, I fucking turn on my stream. I get 100 donations a night. I get 2,000 people to sub to me tonight. And I never asked for it. I never even told them to do it. They just do it. So, you know, shout out to all of them, you know, and everybody that
and you,
everybody that supports me, bro. It's
and,
crazy.
And like I said, you do give back. You do some great stuff with your
for sure.
With your,
for sure.
With your community, which I love that aspect because I think that's the fun part about Twitch, at least I've found in the 2 months that I've done it, that it's fun to go back and forth. It's fun to talk shit. But at the end of the day, it's like this is all for fun. And there's that little underlying – understanding between the chat and the person that like this is for fun, we're having fun, that I really enjoy that.
No, I like what you said. I like that. You know, I mean, the fun thing's important, but you know, to kind of like piggyback off that, it's like, what the fuck are we here for, right?
So, right,
you're there to have
like
fun.
I don't want to get too deep, man, but you know, the older you get, the more you realize that, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. You know, it's quick, and you know, you want like you said, you want to make all about fun, and you know, you want to do the best you can with the time that you have. That's all I'm trying to do, man. I'm in a great spot to take care of my whole family, but also a lot of people that have taken care of me.
Yeah.
You know? So you, I'm going to keep doing that.
You probably will live forever because you don't leave your house. You fucking sit in a dark room.
Low
every
key.
Night. Yeah. So wait, you're good.
Wait, do you have like
No. You know how bad, you know how unhealthy it is to stay up all night? I'm gonna die when I'm 50, bro.
Do you like
all the energy
drinks
and shit?
You rock a heart rate monitor or something to see how much cardio you're getting in while you play video games?
Nah. I've seen people do that before though. Do you guys ever do one on the podcast?
No, we should. Sometimes. Yeah.
Dude, I mean, we've talked about it.
You should do it. You should do it for like 20 podcasts straight and see who gets you guys going.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I like that.
Well, it's an idea. I don't know if it's a good one.
No, it's not bad. I mean, anything.
Because you're
going to
piss off 19
do,
people, but then like the 20th person, you're like, oh, dude, you really got us going, you know?
Yeah, I'm always wondering, like, is there somebody that's coming up in video games that's going to turn it into something not fun? Like somebody that breaks it down too much and almost gets into like the sabermetric side of the equation where they're overanalyzing everything too much, kind of how they do sometimes with like baseball and to a certain extent football. Yeah.
Totally. I mean, it's like anything great. There's always some fucking asshole that wants to come over and just pull it away from everything that it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would imagine, yes. But you know what? If and when that day comes, your boy over here going to be on his own little island, not worried about shit. You feel me?
Yes.
I'm not dealing with that motherfucker. I'm not speaking to him. I don't give a shit. Don't care. Out of sight, out of mind. I'm going to do my thing.
Would you rather have twice as many viewers on your Twitch stream as somebody or have them be twice as good as you?
Oh, fuck. Now probably twice as many viewers, but before, like when I was a little kid and I was hungry and shit, probably just twice as good.
Yeah.
Perspective.
All right. Well, this has been
perspective,
awesome.
Perspective, baby.
Yeah. Perspective. This has been a ton of fun.
I didn't know how this was going to go, but it went great for me. I'm super comfortable. I've never done a podcast before. So.
I know you were weirdly nervous.
I wasn't nervous. It's just, there's a lot going on right now, man.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know
what
the fuck we're talking about today, you know? And there's all kinds of these motherfuckers in the gaming scene that just have everything to say about shit they don't know nothing about, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just relentless. It's like, shut the fuck up, man. So I didn't know if I was going to come on this podcast and I didn't know what the hell we were going to be talking about today, you know?
If it's just us three
and we're shooting the shit, I'm always down to come on the podcast, you guys.
Love
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Love it. Well,
we got
thank
your back.
You. We're
Nick Merck stands right now. Yeah. Would you have like a name for your fan base? Are they called like
the community is called MFAM. So Merck's just the M and then fam. You know?
M-fam.
I didn't know what to make it. It was 8 years ago. So.
Yeah, yeah. I like that, except for the whole like Michigan thing, and you guys never win any big game. But that's
what's
fine.
Up with you? What are you?
I went to Wisconsin, so and I just think you got Wisconsin and Michigan are the same school now in terms of football, and you guys won't admit it.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're right. We've been in Indianapolis. You never have.
Yeah, because you don't fucking play anybody over there. It's an easier ride, and you know it.
Okay. I'm just saying.
Wait, why is your logo a Spartan if you're a University of Michigan fan?
I get that one all the time, I know. Well, see, I'm a direct descendant of the king from Sparta, you know? So
actually?
I'm Greek. Yeah. Leonidas is like my great-great-great-grandfather.
Hmm. Wait,
crazy,
that doesn't,
right?
That's way too.
Are you serious? Great-great-great?
Maybe like, wait, like 10 grandpas ago.
10 grandpas. Okay.
Trying to remember 20. The 300. Did he die in the 300?
He fucking died, man. They got his ass. But we got him back, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we got him back, though.
Okay.
And he's a legend, you know? Fuck. I mean, who gives a shit if you die? You're a legend now.
Legend for life. Yeah. This has been awesome, man. You are a recurring guest, so you have to come back on whenever we ask. I hope you know
dude,
that.
Dude, I'm so down.
All right.
So down.
Perfect. And, We'll be announcing it during the national championship tonight. And
you on the stream tonight?
Yeah, yeah. We'll say
now,
that you're on.
When you announce it, do you push it on everything? Twitter and
yeah,
Instagram?
Yeah, we'll push it on everything. But we'll tell everyone that you're the guest tomorrow. It's perfect. It lined up perfectly because the national championship stream, especially if I'm losing, will be over 100,000.
Do you have any words of advice for him going into this game? Like, what can he do to make sure that he's in a good mindset ahead of the biggest game of his life?
He crumbled under pressure last game. Like, absolutely. What do you do in the big moments to focus? What do you do in the big moments to focus?
The people got to me.
Okay, I'm watching tonight.
Okay.
I'm watching.
All right. The people got to me, though. That's the problem.
I'm clearing my schedule, and I'm going to watch.
9:17 p.m.
With your energy, I think I don't know. I think today's a good day.
Okay.
It's energy, man. Just get it fucking done.
All right, let's go. Let's go. I love it.
By the way, guys, congrats on everything, man.
Thank you.
Making a podcast and getting out from that jungle of a competition, man, it's got to be so hard, man.
Same
so,
to GG's you.
GG's a good shit.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah. All right, appreciate it, Nick. We'll talk soon, man.
Take care, guys. Peace.
See you, buddy. That interview is brought to you by our great friends over at Indochino. It's been a while since we've been doing business with Indochino. I think they started advertising on Part of My Take back in 2016. They are an OG sponsor of Part of My Take, and they will hook you guys up for having awesome clothes that fit your body the way that you can never expect to get a suit off the rack, okay? There's all these different things that happen during the summertime that you need suits for. If it's a wedding, if it's a graduation, if it's whatever, birthday party, whatever you want to do. If you want to look good, don't get a suit off the rack. Instead, get one from Indochino. If you try to buy one from just a department store, you're going to wish the sleeves were a little bit longer. You're going to wish it was more medium than it was medium. There are all sorts of things that can go wrong if you're getting a suit or any sort of dress clothes from a department store. Instead, Indochino was started on the belief that custom clothing should not cost a fortune. And they have a virtual style consultation where you can shop online. You don't have to visit a showroom. You measure yourself, send them your measurements, and they are going to make a made-to-measure suit that fits you the way that you could never get one from a department store or from any other off-the-rack clothing company. With Indochino, it's made-to-measure clothing at a fair price. They've got suits, blazers, shirts, and coats. You can customize everything from the fabric and the lining to the lapel shape, the monogram. The choice is going to be all yours. Your clothing is then made to your exact measurement, so it fits you perfectly. And the best part is they start at just $299, all customizations included. Indochino has showrooms across North America, or you can book a virtual appointment and shop online at Indochino.com. That's Indochino.com. And we're going to give you an extra $30 off any purchase of $399 or more at Indochino.com when you enter the promo code PMT at checkout. That's Indochino.com, promo code PMT. I still have the suit that they sent me from that first spring of doing Part of My Take. It is my go-to special occasion suit.
Hell yes.
It's a quality product. You guys are going to love it. Indochino.com, promo code PMT.
Okay, let's finish up our show. We have our documentary review. Next week, by the way, we have Rob Lowe coming on Monday. Huge interview, great recurring guest. And then, just a reminder, the following week, we're going to be doing a little best of / huge D&D on the Wednesday before July 4th, and then July 6th will be the Takeies. Ooh. So get ready for that. Okay, documentary review, Three Identical Strangers. Hoo boy, was this one a good one?
I loved the first hour of this documentary.
Oh, it gets sad.
And then it gets really... The first hour was... I just thought it was going to be an hour and a half of just three bros meeting each other and having horseplay.
It's... So, just the fact from the beginning, the idea that this guy, Bobby Schaffrin, goes to college and everyone thinks that he's another person is such a fucking mindfuck. And, of course, this probably wouldn't happen today's day because of, like, social media and stuff. But could you imagine walking into a room and having everyone tell you you're a different person? I would go insane. You'd lose your mind.
It's a great prank to play on somebody.
It's a great prank to play. And it also makes me think, these guys all live in Long Island, in the surrounding mm-hmm. area. I think one of them lived in Westchester, maybe. Yeah, so...
On Long Island.
But there was a chance, if he doesn't go to this college, this specific college, both of them don't go to the specific college, that they just never would have met.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fucking crazy.
You would think that the adoption agency would have like taken that into account and be like, hey, maybe we should adopt these babies to different states.
Right.
Or give them, like, spread them out a little bit.
They needed to keep the study. So yeah,
we'll spend an extra $50 on gas each month.
So yeah, the start of it's fun. They find each other. They find the third. Like, that. The scenes where they're basically like, yeah, we all live together and we just fucking go out and fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that was pretty cool.
They were living the dream.
In
New York City in the 80s at Studio 54.
Minor celebrities.
You don't even...
Studio 54 sounds like the greatest place of all time.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure if you ever went there, it wouldn't be that fun, but...
Write that down. We need to interview someone who was there during the heyday.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Why don't we just open a bar called Studio 54?
That works too. But I need to interview someone who was like, I partied at Studio 54 on the reg during the heyday.
That's such a classic, like, 30-year-old bro move to just team up with your best friends and be like, we're going to open our own bar because we like to party so much.
Right.
So why don't we just reinvest that and do it ourselves?
And then they were like so famous. It
worked out for them because they had the ultimate gimmick going, which is we're triplets that like to get after it and fuck.
Right. And then what do you got, Billy? Speak.
Do you think they were at a four-way?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. They might have had a four-way the first. That might have been the first thing that they did. Did you see, like, when they got interviewed right afterwards? Actually, no, the first thing they did, they get in the same room, and they just immediately start wrestling.
Yes.
which is awesome. That's probably what I would do, too. But then they went out that night, and they definitely looked at each other with, like, a knowing glance and a giggle, and they're like, yeah, we're going to have a foursome.
Yeah. It's and they happen. So... You're right, PFD. The beginning of the documentary was like, oh, this is fun. This is cool. These guys find each other. And then it gets so fucking dark because they find out the details of the adoption, the fact that they were basically a human study. They weren't basically. They were a human study. Weird shit with the fact that one of them gets adopted by a poorer, middle class, and wealthy family. And what happens with them. And then finding out that their biological mother has all kinds of mental issues that have been obviously passed down to them. It's fucking crazy, man. Mm-hmm. This whole story is crazy.
The lady that was the assistant at the doctor's office, she was delightful.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm. yes. But
it's one of those things where I don't know if you guys watch The Americans, but like the 60s and like the early, like the powerhouses before technology, like these big, rich...
Yeah.
Like social things in New York City are just like the craziest things in the world.
What part of the Americans are you talking about?
Well, even just like how like the
when they 69 each other sideways.
No, like Al Pacino Al Pacino's character in The Americans, and like remember he
You're
goes,
talking about Hunters.
Hunters. Holy shit, my
okay,
bad.
Got it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Hunters.
I'm with you
you
now.
You know the
yeah.
lady in Hunters, the adoption lady? That's who I was thinking of when they explained the adoption of
right.
this Jewish adoption agency.
Yeah, it was fucked up. I mean, I can't imagine what it would do to your brain if you, like, you had two identical brothers, you become their best friend after not knowing them for, what, 19, 20 years, and then one of them slowly goes crazy and kills himself. Like, you're definitely thinking in your head, whatever was in his brain is in my brain,
correct.
Too. Am I a ticking time bomb
correct.
At this point?
It also, it wasn't funny, but it is kind of slightly amusing that I feel like most stories that take a turn start with the sentence, and then we opened a bar together. It's
yeah.
like, and then we opened a bar together, and everything in our life, like as friends, as brothers, went downhill.
I mean,
if you want to hate your best friend, open a bar with him. If you want to hate your brother, open a bar with them.
Yeah, Billy?
I think the reason they didn't open up the study and everything is that I think they realized that by tearing triplets and twins apart actually made them crazy. Because remember when they said they had separation anxiety?
Yes.
I think that's what they found out. And they're like, oh, like the only thing we found out is that no, there's not nature and nurture. Like you tear apart two twins, they get fucked up from it. I think
right,
that's
yeah.
what they discovered.
Right.
Yeah. It was,
sad.
The experiment was actually a very sad thing to approve. Can you imagine, like, sitting down and having this conversation amongst, I would imagine that they're all like fellow scientists and being like, hey, so we've got these three babies. It would be a real crime against science to not split them up.
Right.
And then having everybody vote yes for it.
Right.
Like that's so fucked up.
It's so fucked up. And I think, I mean, I would assume.
And they haven't published
the
results.
And they published, yeah, they haven't published
the
results.
Yeah. You know what the result of the study is? People that run this type of studies are assholes.
Yes, yes.
That's
they're playing with human lives.
Yes, they. That was the hypothesis going into it, and they confirmed it.
Yeah.
But they have the money and power to cover it up.
And you guys probably all had the same feeling watching this where you're like, and they say it at the end, like, what if you just bump into your twin? Like, what's stopping anyone from having a twin that they don't know about?
Well, if I was adopted, I would think it a lot more.
Yeah.
Oh, I would, yeah. Absolutely.
Of course.
I would just know it if I was adopted.
Adopted,
like,
but even still, like, this is kind of like when you watch the Truman Show back in the day.
Which kind of bothered me.
Yeah. Well, no, he was, it wasn't it, they didn't they,
they were like, we
get
met,
pregnant like at like high school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But.
And he's just gone.
Your dad still, like.
Yeah.
You'd think, it was weird they didn't mention it. They're like, yeah, you know, they got knocked up at prom type of thing.
Yeah.
But the dad still exists.
It was right. They blame the mom for a lot of stuff. Right. But they didn't talk about the dad, who was entirely non-existent.
It was right. also really creepy when they started, like, doing the, like, walking hand in hand and, like, crossing their legs together. That's just, ugh.
Yeah.
And the murder thing.
Yeah, no, the murder thing was so murder casual. Like, oh, so one of you have been accused of murder. He's like, well, I'll take this.
Yeah.
That's, no.
That's big of you to admit that
no,
it was
no, it wasn't me.
And then his brother's like, yeah, good answer.
Yeah, good
by
job.
By the way, what a perfect crime to get away with. If you have two identical brothers, you could always claim that it wasn't you.
Yes, absolutely.
And they couldn't be like, well, if it's not you, then it's you.
The appendix thing, they did that with the appendix. That was funny.
Yeah.
Wait, really quick, was the murder suspect guy the same one who killed himself?
No, I don't think so.
I get them all confused.
At what point? Yeah. At what point in the documentary did you guys realize that the triplet, the third guy that's no longer there, was not going to be alive anymore?
Yeah, that was a tough one to be like, about, wait, why isn't this other guy talking?
About 12 to 15 minutes into the documentary, I was like,
once
wait.
They showed his wife before they showed him.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, uh-oh, this is not going in the right direction.
I would love to put those three twins, or triplets, through the combine when they met each other and just see, like, how similar are you? What's your three-cone drill like?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I watched it, and I was, like, trying to figure it out. The heavier set one, and the one that looked a little more, like, wider shoulders, was from the blue-collar family. Like, he
you
was the bigger one.
To do with it?
I don't know. Maybe he was just
meat
worked
potatoes?
Harder. I think he was just worked harder.
Yeah.
And now he's got stockier.
It's perfect that was your takeaway.
Well, the
like,
skinny
did you
one
see
was
how much,
you're just looking
did
at
you
their
see
shoulders.
Much the poor one could bench?
The skinny one was the doctor.
Like, look at this guy's traps.
The rich one was probably vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what a puss.
Yeah, just string bean muscles. I do want to give a lot of respect to their hands. That was an all-time hands family. Like those big meaty paws
huge
that they had.
Paws.
Looked like they all looked like they got caught like stucking their hands into a beehive to pull out honeycomb, just got stung.
Huge, huge paws. It was a great documentary though. We're back on track. That was a great watch. If you haven't watched it, watch it. Three Identical Strangers. It's one of those documentaries that you come away from being like, whoa.
God, Belichick would have a field day if he had triplets on his team.
Yeah. Whoa. Just all kinds of...
He's got the McCourties.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, true. If he had triplets on his team, imagine the
endless possibilities.
Could, yeah. Ernie Adams just nutted somewhere.
So what are we doing next?
Ooh, next
Should
documentary?
Billy
Ooh,
Pick.
Billy Pick.
Oh,
oh
no.
Wait. We'll think about it.
Real oh, sucks.
Bill, you pick five and come to me. And then we will decide on Monday.
And Hank will whittle it down to three, and then you tell us.
Okay, yeah. There's this really cool documentary.
We're not watching Loose Change.
No, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
It's about if dragons were real. I think it's called either Dragonology.
Game of Thrones.
No, it's called
PFT
Dragonology or Dragon
it.
Quest.
Yeah.
And it's actually really cool. It, like,
Drakkaris.
Like, the science of if dragons were
okay,
real.
Okay, what's
it
another
It melted
one?
The throne at
okay.
the end as a stage
I
of symbolism.
There's this other documentary. Icarus, I think we should really watch. But that's another, like, Lance. But, why don't we watch a bodybuilding documentary?
Yeah,
we
yeah.
should do
Ronnie
that.
Coleman.
We did no, that, Billy. Before. Remember when you were just, when you listened to the show all the time?
Yeah.
And then there's another one we could watch. The Yeti documentary.
The Coolers?
No, the oh. Yeti like, Bucks. With Jeff Corwin. It was on Animal Planet. I'm trying to think of other documentaries.
Billy, make a list of five. Come to me. We'll whittle it down to three. Okay. No.
I love the documentaries Billy has seen are bodybuilding and fucking, like,
giant animals.
Yeah,
animals that don't exist.
Yeah, just the biggest humans and the biggest animals. Size matters to Billy. He won't watch any fucking documentary
Billy,
with
what
puny
about,
ass bitches.
Is there, like, a 30 for 30 that's really good that maybe we all missed? I never saw the Bo Jackson one. Was that one any good?
It was pretty
was
good.
Good.
It was pretty good.
The Bruce Lee one was good.
We never watched the Bruce one. Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll tell everyone on Monday what we're going to watch. Again, we have Rob Lowe coming up on Monday, so get excited for that. It's going to be great. And everyone have a great weekend.
Oh no, I actually know exactly what we're... The 7-5... It's like about the
Love
East New York.
Okay.
The
yes,
7-5?
Yes,
the 7-5.
I've seen
yes.
that
yes.
one called? Too, yeah. Oh.
It's good.
What? Why are you giving me that look?
Because I thought I mentioned that a few weeks ago.
Seven, oh, wait. Five? Maybe I haven't. There's another one.
Yeah.
We
should watch that one.
Yeah, we'll watch that
Billy,
one.
Billy, why don't you make a documentary?
I would love to make a documentary.
You should make a documentary, Billy.
The 7-5?
Yeah, I think
we're still
so.
Recording. The 7-5.
That was Monch and Glenny recommended that to me, too.
It's sick.
Okay. All right.
I heard,
we'll
I
watch
that
7-5.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
let's watch 7-5.
Boom.
Still love you guys.
All right.
Love you.
Love you guys.
Love you more.
Love you guys.
Whoa.
Love you the most.
It's not true.
Whoa. Are we going to love you off?